السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. کنٹینیوئنگ ود دا بایوگرافی آف سیدنا عثمان رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. عثمان رضی اللہ عنہ, ہی مینشنڈ دیٹ آئی ول نریٹ ٹو یو اے حدیث دیٹ آئی ہرڈ فرام نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, وچ وی اٹ ناٹ فار این آیت ان دا قرآن شریف I would not have narrated it to you. In other words, the ayat of concealing ilm. So you see, if it wasn't for that ayat, I won't narrate. But because I don't want to be guilty of concealing knowledge, so I am narrating. See, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were very careful also, right? They were very careful when it came to narrating ahadith. You find Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, although he had what lengthy suhbat with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very few ahadith narrated from him. If any other sahabi narrated the hadith, he won't narrate. There were other sahaba there and they narrated the hadith, he won't narrate. He only narrated those ahadith that only he knew about. They're very careful, you don't just say things. Right? Now this is a very important quality for a person of knowledge to have, that whenever you are going to speak, giving a talk or whatever you're going to do, make sure that you make tahqeeq of what you're going to say. Don't just mention hearsay. You heard this in a bayan, so you're repeating it. No, go and check it up. Even you heard it in a bayan, you heard one kissa or something, now you felt it's an inspiring kissa. Find out from the speaker what's the origin, what's the hawala, where that kissa is from. So you know that whatever you're saying is authentic. Jee. So, Uthman radiallahu anh, he said, I heard Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, Man tawadda, that person who makes wudu, fa ahsana al wudu'a. And he makes a nice wudu, beautiful wudu, makes wudu properly. ثم دخل, and then he enters, meaning the masjid, فصلى, and he reads namaz, غفر له ما بينه وبين الصلاة الأخرى حتى يصليها. So all his gunas will be forgiven between one salah and the next salah until he performs that salah. In other words, a person reads Zuhr namaz, right? Now he's going for Asr namaz. So he makes his wuzu nicely, everything, he goes to read Asr namaz. As soon as he goes to read Asr namaz, whatever minor gunas took place between Zuhr and Asr, all are maaf. All are forgiven. This is Allah Ta'ala's mercy upon the mu'mineen. Usman radiallahu ta'ala, and once he called for water. Right? Called for water. And he performed wudu. So he rinsed, obviously washed his hands first, then he gargled his mouth, cleaned his nose, then he washed the face three times, then he washed his arms, forearms three times, right? Like what we say, including the elbow. Then he made masa, right? He made masa of his head, and he made masa of his khuffain. He was wearing khuffain at the time, so he made masa on the top of the khuffain. Then he smiled and he said to his companions who were there, that are you not going to ask me why I'm smiling? So they asked him that, why are you smiling, O Amir al-Mu'mineen? He said that I saw Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam calling for water near this spot, the same spot. But once we were traveling with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he asked for water at this spot. And he made wuzu, exactly as I have made wuzu for you now. Exactly same wuzu Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. And after that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled. And then he asked us, that are you not going to ask me why I'm smiling? That means Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Right? So they said that, why are you smiling, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then gave the answer. He mentioned, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا دَعَى بِوَضُوءٍ فَغَسَلَ وَجْهَهُ حَتَّى اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كُلَّ خَطِيئَةٍ أَصَابَهَا بِوَجْهِهِ فَإِذَا غَسَلَ ذِرَاعَيْهِ كَانَ كَذَلِكَ وَإِذَا مَسَّحَ بِرَأْسِهِ كَانَ كَذَلِكَ وَإِنْ طَهَّرَ قَدَمَيْهِ كَانَ كَذَلِكَ. And if a person, he calls for his wuzu water, and he washes his face, then Allah Ta'ala erases all the gunas that he committed with his face. Other riwayat, we learn that whatever guna he did with his eyes. But generally, what guna are you going to commit with your face? It refers to the eyes. Whatever guna he committed with the eyes will be washed out. And when he washes his arms, the same thing applies. Any guna he committed with his hands. When he makes masah of his head, the same applies. And when he cleans his feet, the same applies. So in other words, after you come out of wuzu, all your minor gunas are maaf. All washed out, all wiped out. So this is a mauka to be happy, right? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled. Then also Sayyiduna Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala narrated that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man atamma al-wudu'a kama amarahu Allahu azza wa jal, fas-salawatu al-maktubatu kaffaratun lima baynahun. Any person who makes his wuzu as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has enjoined us to make wuzu, in other words, follows the sunnah tariqa and he makes the wuzu, then the faraz namaz would be an expiation for whatever comes in between, as we explained earlier. Once Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, he called for some water, and he was sitting on like what we will say a stool or a chair or a bench or something. He was sitting high. You know? He poured some water onto his right hand and he washed it. Then he put his right hand in the vessel. So the reason, see how careful they were, right? How careful they were. The vessel is there to take out water. But what if there's some dirt on my hand? So first they would tilt the vessel, take some water and wash the hand. Now you know the hand is clean. Now put the hand inside the vessel, so you don't make all the water dirty now. So then, after he washed his hand, then he put his right hand in the vessel and washed. So now, taking a chullu of water now, one handful of water, scoop of water, now he washed both his hands three times. Then he washed his face three times, rinsed his mouth and nose, in other words, gargled first nose, then the face. He washed his forearms up to the elbows, then he made masah of his head, and he washed his feet up to the ankles three times. And then he said that I heard Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Man tawadda'a nahwa wudu'i hadha thumma salla rak'atain. Now this is referring to tahiyyatul wudu. La yuhadithu nafsahu feehima ghafarallahu lahu ma taqaddama min zambi. That whoever makes wuzu as I have done. In other words, you imitate the wuzu, the sunnat wuzu, washing each limb three times, right? You make the sunnat wuzu. And thereafter you read two rakats namaz, tahiyyatul wudu. Now as, when it comes to nafl, you can increase your intentions. Right? You can increase your intentions. So for example, say you made wuzu, and now you're entering the masjid. Now you got time, you want to read two rakats, tahiyyatul wudu. You can make intention of tahiyyatul masjid also. You don't have to read a separate two rakats for tahiyyatul wuzu and a separate two rakats for tahiyyatul masjid. And in the Hanafi mazhab, it's so easy. Let's say, for example, now, Zohar time, you made your wuzu, now you're going in the masjid. There's not enough time now. You only got time to read your 4 rakat sunnat-e-muakkada. In that sunnat-e-muakkada, make your intention for tahiyatul wuzu, for tahiyatul masjid, and sunnat-e-muakkada, and read your namaz. Ji, Allah Ta'ala will, inshallah, give you all the sawab. Ji. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu said, I heard Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Inni la a'lamu kalimatan la yaquluha abdun haqqam min qalbihi illa hurrima ala nar. I know a word which no person says sincerely from the heart, but he will be forbidden to the fire of Jahannam. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala and said to him, I will tell you what it is. It is the word of ikhlas to which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala whom to adhere. It is the word of piety which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam urged his uncle Abu Talib to say when he was dying. So what he was referring to, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. That if a person says this sincerely from his heart, even one time he says it in his life, sincerely, the fire of Jahannam is forbidden to him, meaning abada. Sometime a mu'min will have to go to Jahannam to pay for certain gunas. But the fire of Jahannam is forbidden to him, abada. He can't stay forever and ever in the fire of Jahannam. That is one explanation. The other explanation the shura give is that when a kafir is put into the fire of Jahannam, he is put into Jahannam as azab. A mu'min is not put into Jahannam as azab. A mu'min is put into Jahannam as a cleansing. Cleanse. So it's very different. Gee. Another narration from Usman radiallahu an, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man mata wa huwa ya'lamu an la ilaha illallah dakhal al jannah. Whoever passes away knowing that there is none worthy of worship, there is no God, there is no deity besides Allah Ta'ala, then he will enter Jannah. It was narrated that Harith was the freed slave of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. So Harith said that Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, one day he sat down and we sat with him. Then the Muazzin came to him. And the Muazzin called, the Muazzin came to him, and he called, who Uthman radiallahu anhu called for a vessel, a water vessel. Water must be brought in a vessel. So that water could hold a mud. The quantity of water is how much? One mud. When you're talking about liquid, it will be about half a liter, right? 500 milliliters, right? If you're talking solids, then you talk grams. Right? Talking liquids, then it will obviously be milliliters, liters. So I saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he made wuzu and he said that I saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making wuzu like this. Right? And then he said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, Man tawadda'a wudu'i hadha thumma qama fa salla salat al-dhuhri. Any person who makes this wuzu, like how I made this wuzu, and then he goes to read his zuhr namaz, then غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا كَانَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ الصُّبْحِ. Whatever gunas happen between fajr namaz and zuhr, now when he reads zuhr namaz, all that will be maaf. ثُمَّ صَلَّى الْعَصْرَ غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ صَلَاتِ الزُّهْرِ. Right? The same, now he reads asr namaz, now whatever was between zuhr and asr is made maaf. ثُمَّ صَلَّى الْمَغْرِبِ غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ الصَّلَاةِ الْأَصْرِ. Same with Asr. ثم صلى العشاء وغفر له ما بينها وبين صلاة المغرب ثم لعله أن يبيت يتمره ليلته ثم إن قام فتوضأ وصلى الصبح غفر له ما بينها وبين صلاة العشاء وهن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات. So then he reads his Isha namaz, right? So whatever is between Maghrib and Isha is forgiven. Then if he spends the night, right? He spends the night, and in that night, he engaged in intimacy. The married person, and he engaged in intimacy now with his wife. Then he gets up, and obviously now he would have to take a ghusl, whatever, and he read his Fajr namaz. Now whatever happened between Isha and Fajr, all that also is made now. So these are the righteous deeds that wipe out the bad deeds. Hasanat, Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif, Al-Hasanat yudhibna sayyi'at. So this is that Hasanat, which will wipe out all the evil deeds. It was narrated by Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an, that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من تعمد علي كذبا فليتبوأ بيتا في النار. In other riwayat, من كذب علي متعمدا فليتبوأ مقعده من النار. This particular riwayat, من تعمد علي كذبا فليتبوأ بيتا في النار. The one who tells a lie about me deliberately. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, the person who lies about me deliberately, then let him take his place in Jahannam. So these are some of the ahadith that were narrated by Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala. So with regards to fabricating something and attributing it to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's a very big guna. It's a very big guna, because by doing this, a person is going to confuse the deen of the people, you know? People will get confused now. The ulama and those who are well versed in Hadith Sharif, so they will be able to make out. But the common man, he's not going to make out what is a Hadith and what is a fabrication. And now sometime a person will think that that is a Hadith and he will be practicing on it, whereas it is a fabrication. This is why very important who we take our ilm from. We must see who we taking our knowledge from. You can't just take knowledge from Google and carry on. AI and Gemini and all these things. You have to take your ilm from authentic sources. Authentic sources. Even students of deen, one is sometimes due to time constraints or something, you're searching for one hadith. So you use your search engine to find the hadith, right? But after finding the hadith, now it will show you which kitab it comes in, what number hadith it is. Go and check it up in the kitab. Don't rely on search engines. Don't rely on the tools of the kuffar for our ilm. Yes, you can use it for convenience, but always go back to the kitab. Go back to the kitab and verify it in the kitab. Because these people can corrupt things. They are enemies of Allah, enemies of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, enemies of the mu'mineen, right? In this zamana, lot of information sometimes is spread on social media. And so many times you get an ordinary person, you know, a simple-minded person, he reads something on social media, maybe a nasihat, some advice or something. To him, everything is a hadith. Hey, you read that hadith, it's a beautiful hadith, and I'd be quoting you something, but it's not a hadith. Like the other day, somebody somebody had on their, some people have some nice things, you know, on their status or their whatever. So the person had their Ramadan proves to you, no, some nice thing. Ramadan has come for you to prove to yourself that you can wake up for Fajr. To prove to you that you can read Quran. That you proving it to yourself that you can stay away from guna. Now it's not a hadith. It's words of wisdom. Beautiful words, whoever wrote the thing. Thought provoking. But now you get a common person, simple minded person. Anything he sees that's with regards to deed, he calls it a hadith. Whereas it's not a hadith. So even if it is good words, but if it is not Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's words, you can't say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. Understand? So you must be very, very careful of that. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Stop here. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.